I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Do you ever do nothing all day and then you're like, why am I so tired? I did nothing all day.
Yeah, all the time. I'm pretty sure that was my weekend. On Thursday, my only kid who I had scheduled canceled because Friday was homecoming, and so all of the teachers like had all of the tests and everything on Thursday. And so I did nothing all day because I was like, I don't have to work. And then I was like, why am I exhausted? Like, I watched Supernatural and like, I don't know what else. I seriously don't know. What did I do? What did I do on Thursday?
I don't know. I guess when I run through my day, maybe this is why I'm tired. So I had weird big dick masturbation dreams last night because of the TV show I just watched. And we'll talk about that later. And then Catherine woke up in the middle of the night repeatedly with an ear infection.
Oh, poor baby.
And so then we were up early this morning calling the doctors and getting an appointment. And I stayed home from work. So I took her to the doctor's at 9. We went to Meijer and wandered around for an hour from 10 to 11. Came home, had lunch, gave her all her drugs. I did some work emailing. And then around 2 o'clock, I started calling all my parents and exchange students. So I have 6 students this year. So that's 12 phone calls I have to make once a month.
Okay, so this does sound exhausting. You didn't do nothing.
I feel like I did nothing. I sat on my ass all day. But I had a lot of conversations. And then, you know, Catherine's sick, so she's... I'm trying to get her to take a nap, take meds, and relax.
Emotional exhaustion is a thing. That is a real thing that you are permitted to have.
And then everyone came home and I made dinner, which included homemade spaghetti sauce.
Right.
So I guess I didn't do nothing all day.
Right. Whereas on Thursday, I literally did nothing all day. I was like, ooh, I'm having girly pains. I'm just going to stay in bed. And then my student canceled on me. And I was like, woo, like I was supposed to shower Thursday. Because I shower every other day. I don't shower every day, guys. It's bad for my very dry skin. Thursday was supposed to be a shower day, and I was just like, fuck it. Like, I did nothing.
You're emotionally invested in Supernatural.
I am. I had just stopped watching it in the middle of season 12, and then I talked about this on a podcast when it happened. I bought this Supernatural, like, end of the road shirt, because it's the final season now. And so I was like, oh, I just bought the shirt. I should catch back up on Supernatural, you know, because it's the last season. And so now I'm in a Supernatural binge again. I'm in the middle of it. It's going. It's happening. I'm even wearing my little Supernatural pin today.
Yeah. So Cousin Ben was in town this last weekend, as previously indicated on episode 111. 211. He arrived Friday night. I picked him up, took him for a Coney, and saw my brother. And then Saturday, we got up and went to Weber's for tailgating brunch. And then took the AATA to the stadium and back. And that was the most magical thing ever. Highly recommend it.
Yes.
Be an adult. Go eat brunch at a fancy, swanky hotel. And then pay $3 round trip to ride the bus to and from the stadium. It was magical. Then we saw my parents, and I cooked dinner there for everyone. And then Sunday, we got up early and went to the DIA and had lunch downtown, saw the TARDIS, and then took Ben back to the airport by 2 for his flight home. So it was a crazy, busy weekend.
Whirlwind.
So Saturday night, while he was here, we brought him back to the house to see the house because I'm trying to talk him into moving to Michigan.
How's that going?
I think I'm starting to wear him down a little bit. I've promised him a wife within 6 months of moving here. So.
Oh, shit.
And I just gave him my exchange room for next year.
Did you?
With private bathroom.
Uh-huh. I see.
He says, have you ever seen Sex Education? I was like, no. He's like, oh, Jillian, what's her last name?
Anderson.
Anderson's in it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we watched two episodes of that, and they're 45 minutes long, and now I can't stop watching it, which is why I'm having weird big dick masturbation dreams. Because this is a British show about high schoolers figuring out their sexuality and dating and navigating, you know, high school politics. The main character is kind of a nerdy boy who is so traumatized by sex he can't even touch his own penis. And his mom is a sex therapist for a living. And so is his father. And spoilers, like seeing his dad cheat on his mom with a client and his mom explain that to him traumatized him.
Oh, gotcha.
Then his BFF is a gay African-American male with a really conservative family, religious family. And then they befriend the kind of troublemaking female protagonist in the town. And she realizes how good he actually is at giving relationship advice. And so they start this underground sex clinic for all the high school students that go and talk to him about their sexual problems. And they pay them.
Oh, fascinating.
So it's a really cute show. It's British, so it's funny. And then it's uncensored, so you actually see tits and cock. And it was a fun little watch. 8 hours of commitment at this point.
And so that's how British shows are.
Yep, and they are working on season two now. So that's why I had big cock masturbation dreams.
Now you know.
Now you know.
It's my mommy's birthday today.
Woohoo! Happy birthday, mommy!
And that means, even though this will not come out in time, so I am wishing you that in the past you did this from the future for me now. You heard me. That you guys remembered to watch Mean Girls on Mean Girls Day.
Is today Mean Girls Day?
No, it's the 3rd. On October 3rd, I asked him what day it was.
October 3rd.
It's October 3rd. So they will hear this when it is not when it is past October 3rd. So I hope that you remembered that
it's the 1st today, right?
Yeah.
I might be able to pimp them in here.
Okay. Okay. I mean, if
maybe
you don't,
not.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If you can, and I have given the reminder out to everybody to remind them to watch Mean Girls on Mean Girls Day.
Yeah, we'll still post about it.
Definitely.
On the social media.
Last year, Mean Girls Day was on a Wednesday.
It's the perfect Mean Girls Day.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
We wear pink.
I wore pink that day. Of course I did.
I think I did, too.
It was Mean Girls Day on a Wednesday. It was perfect. So, yes, don't forget Mean Girls Day.
I bought General Backpain's new LP on iTunes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was pretty good. There's nothing like a 42-year-old white woman listening to rap in her white minivan in the parking of a hotel waiting for her cousin to come out. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, I think he has a few albums out on iTunes, so I'll have to investigate that more. But I tweeted at him that I got it and supported him, and he loved us back, so it's fun.
That's awesome.
It is fun.
That's awesome. I went on a second date with the physics PhD.
And the one we thought you weren't going to get another try with?
Yeah, I thought he was blowing me off. I even said that to him. He was like, so are we going to go out again? I was like, I thought you were blowing me off. And he goes, well, you know, now you know I wasn't. Okay.
Okay.
So we went to Chelas, and I got a quesadilla and also like three different kinds of salsa for it because that's just how you roll. That's just how I roll.
It's what you do.
It's not what everybody does, but that is what I do. And he got up and he was like, oh, I forgot napkins. He asked if I wanted one. And I was like, no, napkins. I basically said napkins are for the weak. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't that. Napkins are for people who lack fortitude. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something like that. So, Shannon, what did I do during that meal?
You got salsa all over you.
Oh, hell yeah, I did. And then, out of principle, refused to use the napkin. He wants to go out with me again, so I guess he found it charming.
And there we go.
Not horrifying.
Who knew? Maybe he has a salsa fetish. Maybe he'll ask you to dump a bunch all over your body, and then he can sensually massage you like we did our little butter dance.
Oh my gosh, that still is disturbing. So disturbing. So homoerotic that I can't even watch it. This is real gay, you guys. Also, this was a great joke. I thought this was very funny. So I did mention that Mark has been talking to me some. I knew this was going to happen when I asked him to send me Joseph and Ashley's wedding thing. Why can't I think of the word for the thing?
Album, video.
It's a cross between an album and a video. Slideshow that you show at the wedding.
Slideshow.
Slideshow that we showed at the wedding. So I asked him to send that to me, and then, you know, he took that as, like, an invitation to talk to me. And he but he was being his own, like, weird self, and he was like, can I borrow $5? Which just, like, he was being weird. So I PayPal'd him $5 right then, which I thought, he was like, what? What are you doing? That's so weird. And I was like, I think $5 is worth it for that hilarious joke. If you'd asked me for $50, there's no way I would have sent that to you. But you want to be ridiculous and ask me for $5?
Like, sure. Like, can I borrow a dollar?
Right.
Oh, speaking of dollars, there was, I'll let you get back to Mark in a second.
No, that was all it was.
There was a guy who had a poster held up behind the Sports Center guys for college day. And he had his Venmo name on there. And he was like, need beer money. At his name on Venmo, and he got over $1,000.
Oh my god,
Venmoed to him.
Oh my god,
and then as people talked about it, he got more and more and more money.
That's really funny,
which it is super funny. He decided to, oh, plus, like, Bud Light decided to give him free beer for a year.
Aww,
because he was dressed as like Bud Light Man.
Yeah,
he had a Bud Light tuxedo or something,
not Duff Man.
Yeah. Not Duff Man. Well, he decided to donate all the money to charity.
That's really sweet. I would really have done sweet. Something similar, too.
Yeah. Because it was a joke, and all of a sudden he had, like, $10,000, and he was like, what?
Yeah, no, I would. I might buy myself something cute.
Right.
You know?
If you get like 10 grand.
One little cute thing, and right. Then donate the rest to charity.
Yeah. I'll keep whatever's donated the first 24 hours, and
right.
Then the rest to charity.
Right, exactly.
Because people gave me that money as a joke. Willingly gave me that money for beer.
Right.
Why wouldn't I keep some of it?
Yeah. I might for fun to, like, make it even more epic, throw a free beer party. Mm. Like throw an event that's free with beer.
Right.
And share it.
Right.
With my community.
Bud Light gave them free beer for a year.
Right.
So.
Yeah, keep the joke rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it going. My friend Danielle and I, we listen to Harry Potter and the Sacred Text together, and they do these 30-second recaps of the chapter at the top of every episode, and Vanessa is objectively better than Casper at them. Like, she gives you the information that you need, but Casper does funny things. And so Danielle, we just finished the third book with them, and Danielle was like, why did Casper win? Why were people voting for Casper? And I was like, people like the joke things. Mm-hmm. He's not better than her at doing what they are assigned to do. But, like, there was one where he did it in Dutch just to be funny because he is mm-hmm. Dutch. And so, like, or he'll do something else, like talk about just whatever Gilderoy Lockhart wore in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, people will vote for him because they think that his funny things are funny. People love funny. People
like funny, and that is what's most memorable in any speech. Did you make me feel welcome, comfortable? Did I laugh?
Yeah. Somebody I know was telling me that they needed to do a good GoFundMe for something, and I was like, you better have a good story. Like, you have to make people...
Yeah, laugh or cry.
Yeah, you have to have a good story.
Be, like, openly honest. Like the beer guy.
Yeah.
Why lie? I'm broke and need beer money. Venmo me a dollar. I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll send you a dollar because you were honest.
Like, there was the woman who wrote a really good GoFundMe for her divorce. And she was like, I just need to divorce this motherfucker, and just talked about, like, called him a piece of shit in a bunch of different ways, and was like, I just need $510. 500 to get the divorce and 10 for a bottle of wine afterwards, right? Like, it was funny. It was funny. It was charming.
I will give you $10.
It was funny and charming. And she ended up raising, her writing was so good. She ended up raising like $10,000 and she had to stop her own fundraiser because she was like, stop, there are other women who need this more than me. Mm-hmm. And then donated most of it, like most of what she got, to a woman's shelter. Mm-hmm. Because she just wanted to
pay for her divorce
and a
bottle of wine.
But her writing was so funny and charming. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give to her. Well, I saw it after she'd already shut it down. But right. Like, I felt compelled to give because she had such a great writing style and such a good story.
Yeah.
You know, but if you just write, oh, help me, I'm getting divorced. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody wants to help that.
Right.
You got to be funny.
It's just get in line, bitch.
Yeah, right.
I do see some fundraisers for medical needs and stuff, and while they're honest, it's just like, get in fucking line, man.
Yeah.
Write to your senators. Complain to them about this. This is the world that we live in.
Did I tell you that my prescription coverage is getting taken away from me?
Yay. Right. From your psychiatrist.
Right. Yes. Instead of dealing with the issues about why psychiatrists maybe don't want to be accepting insurance, because a lot of them choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of dealing with that issue, they are taking away my coverage.
Mm-hmm. Your insurance company.
Yep. Yep. That's stupid.
Now you have to see if you can talk your PCP into prescribing that to you with monthly updates from your psychologist.
Right.
To try to make it ethical.
Right. That's what I plan on doing.
Yeah.
I have a prescription. That's not that. I have a
proposal?
Nope. No, I have an appointment with my family doctor, my internal medicine doctor, to go ask her what I would need to do to stay on my prescriptions. And that's screwed up that I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of screwed up things, but like, you know, whatever, you figure it out. You know what I do normally donate to is people asking for help for their pets, even if it's not a good story. I'm just like,
sucker for pets.
I'm a sucker for pets. Your pupper has cancer. That's
so
sad.
Put them down. Put that money you raised, donate it to the local shelter. I get it. And I guess I'm a heartless bitch.
Look who you're talking to.
I know. You put so much money into Sid.
Well, no, I have. That's true. But I was going to say, I was the one who encouraged you to put down Duke.
Yeah. Well, so it was going to cost too much money to figure out what had happened to him. And he was elderly anyway, so. If he had been a younger kitty, I might have considered it.
Allergic to everything.
He had his own issues. Inbred half-breed.
So, food and drink tonight.
Woo, yeah.
So, Shannon made homemade sauce.
Right, for use at a later date?
Yes. She didn't make it today.
I made it, but it wasn't ready to eat.
Right.
I roasted all my cherry and grape tomatoes from my garden.
I was wondering what that was.
And made
that smell when I came in.
Tomato sauce.
Good. Well, she made amazing garlic bread. We had tortellini, garlic breads. And then so on Tuesdays when we meet up, I have therapy every Tuesday. And I come from Ann Arbor into downtown Dexter. And I stop at Plum Market. And so I normally get us some kind of fancy Plum Market dessert. And whenever you walk up to the dessert case, they're always immediately like, can I help you? And I'm like, just let me look. Just let me look at the dessert.
Calm down.
Calm your tits.
Calm down. I need to browse. They're like that at the cheese counter, too.
Yeah.
Can I help you find anything? No, calm down.
Leave me alone. I will ask you.
Give me 3 minutes.
I will tell you.
I will ask you.
I will tell you when I need help.
Let me browse and smell and check out the adoption bin.
Yes, I do love the adoption bin. So the guy comes up and is like, how may I help you? And I was like, I don't know. And he said, well, we do have the chess pie. And I was like, okay, I don't even know what that is. So I bought it. Shannon, how was it?
It was so delightful.
We crushed it. It was a mini pie. You know,
it was a baby pie.
It was a baby pie.
Which honestly is like a serving for a person watching a episode of Supernatural.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It was really good.
And it was so good.
What's really funny is one of the podcasts I listen to, I think it's Pen Pals, talked about chess pie this week. So when you said it's chess pie, I was like, oh, I'm familiar with that term.
Yeah, I looked it up and I saw...
It tasted like a chocolate cream pie.
It does, but it has more of the like... It was stickier, syrupy. It wasn't...
Like a fudgy thing.
It wasn't puddingy, but I did read a thing about having unsweetened cocoa in it. So I was kind of trying to figure out what it was, but I was also working, so I couldn't really do both at the same time. So I was just looking at it while my student was working, and then I didn't get to finish reading about it, but it said, you know, put cocoa, like unsweetened cocoa in it. And I was like, okay.
So it was so good.
It was so yummy, you guys. It was so yummy. Good Place is back on.
Good Place is back on TV.
The best show on television.
They need to calm their tits on that show.
I was panicking myself. Right. I was panicking through the whole episode.
They have a year. Just let it play out, man.
Yeah.
Sit back and let it play out. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Although, I agree with you that it's a major flaw that none of them know that they're not supposed to be there.
Yes.
That's a major issue. Because how can you desire to be better and desire not to be caught if you truly think that you deserve to be there?
Right. So, everyone so far... thinks they deserve to be there, minus Simone, who thinks she's in a coma and dreaming.
That there's a TED Talk. There's a woman that happened to, a neuroscientist who was in a coma and had some like major like hallucinations, and so they're kind of basing it off of this woman's TED Talk that actually happened. Oh. Isn't that fascinating?
Yep.
Also, on the podcast of The Good Place, they had a whole discussion about how, you know, Need Noggle is the guy who does all of the
effects.
All the effects. And so they're like, can we have a baby elephant made out of pure light? And he's like, yes. And they're like, can you make Derek bite into a glass martini glass? And he was like, no, that's too hard. Which I just found hilarious. But, you know, when you realize it's hard to have people interact with something.
A fake thing.
Yeah. It's
very easy to put a fake thing in a vacant spot.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that was the issue. But
people buy glass all the time in TV. They just make candy glasses.
Well, it was also a whole martini glass, though.
Right.
So he had it was candy just on that part that he bit.
That's smart. And
the rest of the martini glass was holding the...
It was real.
Yeah.
It's like a fake, one of those fake wedding cakes.
That's exactly what that was like.
You know, someone who got married had that idea. You know what I saw at a wedding once? Can we do the same thing with a real martini glass and just like solder out a piece and replace it with candy?
Yeah, somebody was a lot smarter than me, but it looked good. Didn't it look good? He also, when he face planted
on his murder death kill,
was amazing.
Which I totally forgot they were in the medium place doing this. I thought they were back in fake good place.
But fake good place is in the bad place.
Right.
And if it's in the bad place, then Sean has access to it to mess with it.
Right.
So that's why they're not doing it in the bad place.
Yeah.
It's in the medium place. They don't have access to the good place.
Correct.
If you haven't watched the first three seasons of the show, whoopsies. Oopsie doodles.
Go back and do that now.
You better.
Hit pause. Don't come back to this episode till you're done watching the first three episodes.
Seasons. First three seasons.
Which should take you about 4 hours.
It's so good, though. Also, because we talked about both last week, Schitt's Creek, they're having a clothing sale.
I love it.
And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I'm too fat to wear any of their clothes. But, like, God, do I want to buy some of those things. There are Moira things that I want to own.
I'd like some David sweaters.
Oh, God, yes, that too. So much.
Specifically the one with like the unicorn mohawk.
Yeah.
Was black with the black mohawk.
I want the cape that he wore when he was in the farmland. Like the cape hoodie.
That's what I'm talking about.
With the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I thought that was just a hoodie.
Is it a hoodie? I thought it was a cape. I don't know. Now I've got to look it up.
Oh, yeah, look it up. God damn it. Hold, please. No, don't hold. I'm not putting hold music in here.
Do-do. Oh, wait. No, we can't sing that. Do-do. No, we can't. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, we can't sing that really either. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
While you're looking that up, I can move on to maybe a new bit we could do, which is postcard of the week.
Yeah, go for it.
I joined a website called Post Crossing, and you just send postcards to people that you are randomly assigned to anywhere in the world. So when you can send up to 5 postcards at a time, and as people receive your postcards, then the company gives out your name and address to someone randomly for you to get a postcard back. So I've sent 9. I've gotten 6 back because I still have 3 traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And my one to China, it's been 50 days and it hasn't arrived yet.
Oh.
So I'm a little concerned that it got lost.
Oh.
Which sometimes that happens. Postcards get lost all the time in the mail. So I thought maybe I would read a few. I have another small caveat, though, that I also do the postcard exchanges and the hometown exchanges for Reddit, and those were also just recently. And so I'm actually going to read those as my first 2 postcards when we do this, because I'm just going to go down my stack. So we have content for a while.
I got that one mixed up with this one.
Oh, okay. How much is that one? You could totally wear that one.
Right, because it's huge.
Looks like a bag lady hoodie.
But I love it.
Okay, so my first postcard I'm going to read for this new bit is from my 2019 Reddit postcard gift exchange. It is a half-naked baby floating in a pool with some cool swim trunks and his bubba floating in one of those flamingo koozies. He's just relaxing. It says Florida. Hashtag Florida man. And the card says on the back, hello, I am a university student at IU. I believe that's Indiana University.
It is.
Not too far away from you! Exclamation point, because I live in Michigan. I think this postcard is something cheesy your grandma would send you on like a yearly trip to the Sunshine State. Have you heard of Post Crossing? Oh, this is so appropriate that I'm reading this postcard because this is the person that introduced me to the Post Crossing website. How ironic. You should Google it. I love it. I'll be in the pool all this week like this baby. Love, Lexi. Thank you, Lexi, for kicking off my Post Crossing career. Some people that I've sent postcards to have sent thousands and have been doing this since like 2012 or earlier.
Wow.
One person had like 5,000 postcards. It costs $1 to mail a postcard internationally and whatever the rate is domestically. I just throw a regular stamp on there because I don't give a fuck. So that's going to be our new bit. We're going to learn about someone from somewhere else around the world once a week. We got one from New Hampshire coming up and Pennsylvania. Gosh, I have a lot of domestic ones first. Sorry, y'all. I think that one's Indiana too. But then I have a bunch of international ones. Denmark, Russia, Lithuania, which is not Latvia, though it is directly underneath it. So looking forward. I hope you all look forward to that. Woo!
This dress is on sale.
Oh, her awards dress.
Oh my God.
I love it.
I mean, one, I would never fit into it, and two, it's $10,000.
Yeah. Which are like the, did you find the site?
Yes, you can't enter it yet without a password.
Oh.
But they said the 2 cheapest items, this part I did find, The two cheapest items are a Cafe Tropical baseball cap for $78 and a Rose Video polo shirt from their old Rose Video for $98.
Can you buy them outright or do you have to bid on them?
I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest. There's not a ton of info, but yes, the it will be on sale to the general public on October 3rd. Hmm.
I would spend a few $100 on a David sweatshirt or sweater.
I don't know if you could get it for only...
Probably can't, but I'm just saying. Like $300. I'd give him $300 for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I bet it smells like him.
Right? Oh, I love him so hard. Catherine always asks me, why do I have so many movie boyfriends in movies? And do they know that I love them?
That part's funny. I didn't know that.
Do they know that you like them, Mommy?
That's very great.
No, they don't. They don't even know I exist.
Nope. Well, she asked me...
Well, then why do you love them if they don't know you? She's very smart.
But she asked me why I wasn't married and had children. So, fuck you, child.
She's making social connections.
Shut the fuck up.
And norms.
Shut the fuck up.
Being aware of social normatives.
I screwed up my feet yesterday because I'm a dummy.
Okay, so, you haven't told me this yet.
No, I didn't. It's so stupid. I have been going running, and I went to do my run yesterday, which was a mile and a half, and I wore different socks. Because I didn't like the way the other socks were feeling with my shoes. And the backs of my heels are both...
Oh, are tore up.
Torn yeah. up. And it hurt in the shower yesterday. And then I had to... Like, I couldn't even stay in the shower. So I took a very shallow bath with my feet hanging out of it. Just so that it didn't...
Because you have a hole, an open wound in your heel.
Exactly. So I ran for 1.8 miles yesterday...
And got mega blisters.
The whole second half of that was so painful. But also, I'm not running. I am running on a loop, but it's a 3-mile loop. And I wasn't going the whole 3 miles. So I turned around and went back. And so I couldn't do anything about it.
Right.
No matter what I did,
correct.
I had to finish.
Yes.
So that was terrible. And then as soon as I was done, I took off my shoes like a drunk lady at a wedding.
How's that go?
And walked back to my car.
Barefoot from the path.
Barefoot from the path.
That's funny.
I thought you would appreciate
like
that.
A drunk lady at a wedding.
Do you remember when
didn't
we went?
Bring backup shoes.
Do you remember when we went to the big gay wedding and girls took off their shoes like right around dinner and we were like, it is too early.
Yeah.
It is too early for that.
That's my biggest pet peeve at a wedding.
Girls taking off their shoes in general or taking them off too early?
Taking them off and dancing barefoot on the dance floor.
Yeah.
So nasty.
It is gross.
Why don't you just lick it while you're at it?
But if they want to get... You know, foot fungus or whatever.
Yeah.
They can go
tapeworms. Whatever.
They can go. They can go right ahead.
Facilities do not mop those floors ever.
Bring backup shoes.
Bring backup shoes. Hashtag be a responsible heel wearer.
Mm-hmm. Always have backup shoes.
I already make Catherine bring backup shoes when she wears her heels.
That's very smart.
All right, Catherine, you can wear them, but you got to bring backup shoes. Okay, Mommy.
So that was. That was my day yesterday. So now I'm taking off a couple days from running.
Oops.
Until the big holes in my ankles.
Oops.
Get better. I know, total oops. I felt real dumb about that. But I also did finish 1.8 miles, so that was great.
Woohoo!
That was great. I had some news story that I wanted to talk about, and I don't remember what it was, so it must not have been super important, I guess. Whatever.
Guess not.
Nope. I did end up buying... fragrance oil from the Disney candle company.
Oh, good.
I got 4 oils because it was like a little special. It was on sale and I was like, okay, I'll try it out. So I got Beach Club, which smells like a lot of the lobbies. Mm-hmm. It's the same fragrance that they use in a bunch of lobbies. And so I even noticed on their thing where they're like, beach club, yacht club, contemporary, and one of the other ones all smell the exact same, just for your information. Mm-hmm. And so I bought that one thinking that it would probably smell like boardwalk, because I was like, okay, if they put this in all of the lobbies, then that probably smells like boardwalk lobby. And I felt meh about it. So we'll have to see how it goes in my fragrance warmer.
Right.
Because sometimes that changes its...
Oh, yeah.
It smells a little different once it's burning. Mm-hmm. I got Dole Whip, and it is perfect.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
That's exciting, because I put that in my favorites, too.
Yeah! I got Haunted Mansion, which smells like vanilla, and so when we go there, I really want to pay attention to the smell, because I don't remember Haunted Mansion smelling...
I feel like most things smell cold and musty.
I don't remember Haunted Mansion smelling like vanilla. Yeah,
no.
So that's odd, and so I want to pay attention. And then I got Animal Kingdom Lodge, and that one smells right to me. Like, I definitely get an emotional response when I smell it, mm-hmm. So that's good.
Cool.
I mean, I think the Animal Kingdom Lodge lobby smells amazing, and so, yeah. But Dole Whip was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just some random pineapple, you guys. It smelled the way Dole Whip tastes. It's a dream.
It's hard to do. That's hard to achieve.
It is hard to achieve. So basically, I loved two of them and feel meh about two of them, but I'm not even totally sure yet because I haven't put them in the...
Right.
I haven't...
Yep. Well, I must say your enthusiasm for our Disney trip is starting to rub off on me.
Yay!
And I ordered custom Disney ears and three t-shirts the other day.
Yay! I'm so glad. I just, like I said in our last podcast, there've been a lot of shitty things going on for me lately. Blatant, stupid accusations and... Mm-hmm. Et cetera. And so just planning a Disney trip is making me feel in a better mood.
Yep.
You know, so focusing on that is making things better for me. So I'm glad that my enthusiasm is rubbing off on you.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I decided I'm going to do Disney bounding, you guys. And so I told Shannon, I was trying really hard not to be like, I'm pressuring you to do this with me. But I also didn't want to show up and be like, okay, I'm cosplaying today. And have you be like... Oh, I wanted to do that.
Well, we are on limited space, so I don't feel pressured to do too much, you know?
Yeah, of course, because we're going Spirit, so we only get a backpack. But all of my stuff is the same size as a regular outfit that I would wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not bringing Ursula tentacles with me. The only extra thing I'm bringing is that necklace that I might not have been bringing anyway.
I had found some cool Captain Hook leggings, and I have a red duster I could wear that would go
so
with it.
Sweet.
And I have a pirate hat. And I was like, well, then I need pirate boots. And I'm like, but we're flying fucking Spirit. I'm not wearing my wedged pirate boots on the plane to, you know, Hollywood Studios and then, like, back on the plane home.
I love that you had that whole thought.
Right.
Process.
Yeah.
I love that. Someday we'll go to Disney, not on Spirit, with real suitcases. And you
can appropriately cosplay.
Yeah, you can Disney
because
bound.
I could wear the boots to Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
With that costume as well as with Captain Hook.
I really want to buy a droid. I don't have the money for that shit, but I want one. You get to design your own droid.
Yeah. Well, you can do that anyway with action figures.
On Batu, can you do it? Can you do it?
You can do action figure size, which is only $8.
Okay.
But a working droid
is
$100.
I know.
Yeah. And the lightsabers are $200. And you have to make appointments far in advance for those.
Right.
Oh, my booty hurts. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
That's okay. You're good. My hips hurt because I've been running. And I'm old, and I'm fat.
Yeah, me too.
I told you about how I said to one of my students that her body's going to start changing, and she looked at me like I was crazy. Like, I've already been through puberty, you idiot. And I was
You're like, look at this.
I was like, aging. I'm talking about aging. You're not expecting it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, bam.
The titties are down to your waist.
It's so ridiculous. Hair, and
all of a sudden, wiping your ass throws your back out.
And your hips hurt when you're walking for, like, no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, my hips just hurt. Why?
My right hip hurts.
It's so weird and stupid.
Yeah. I'm starting to think I actually have an issue with it.
Oh.
I'm buying a row machine.
Get it, girl.
Hopefully it won't ruin my hips and my knees.
I hope you get huge shoulders.
Right. My mommy already says I look like a Russian bodybuilder, so we'll just firm that up.
Yeah, get it firm. What Disney bounding do you think you might actually do? Do you have any plans?
Yeah, I have a Star Wars plan and a Maleficent plan.
I love it. I love it. I had an issue with money, and I have this family where I was seeing the older daughter before, and she would see me as needed, okay? Mm-hmm. And the younger son just got in high school this year. My mom's been seeing him up until this point, and so he sort of finally graduated to me. And the reason she saw him for so long was because his issues were reading, not math. If it's math, she pushes them to me way before that. Now I'm seeing two kids instead of one kid. And she said she wanted me to start doing SAT prep with the older daughter. So I'm seeing her twice a week. And then the son I'm seeing once a week, but sometimes more. This week, I'm seeing her two children five times. That's a lot of times. That's mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. So she said, what's the best deal you can give me? So I made up something ridiculous. I gave her one option that I thought would be reasonable, and then I gave her a totally
ludicrous offer.
Yep. And she fucking took it. So now I have money again. Woo! So I paid off some bills. I bought the thing for my car because I needed my license plate tabs. I paid ahead on my credit cards because I've just been putting everything on my credit cards, being like, it'll work out eventually, which that's a terrible way to be. I mean, I know it will because I know how much I'm working and I know how much money I should have. So, and that's not how much money I do have. So anyway, gave her this ridiculous deal. She gave me all this money. And one of the things I did was buy myself a little present.
Hey.
Yes. So I bought some Halloween clothes. And this is all to say, this is what I'm wearing to Halloween
Universal.
Horror Nights.
I love
because
it.
Because it's a Universal Monsters shirt.
Yep, I like
so it's
it.
Got Frankenstein in the middle, and it's got Bride of Frankenstein and Dracula, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Wolfman, like a mummy. So all of these, and that's one of the haunted houses is mm-hmm. Universal Monsters. So I was like, oh, I'm going to be themed to go along with it. And then this skirt is a Wolfman skirt, and you look at it and you don't realize it, but you see him running.
Oh, I do.
You see him running in the
so
trees.
Cute.
There he is. So that's sweet. And then I also just bought this cat dress.
Nice.
Because it's a cat dress.
Yes.
So I am like fully ready for Halloween.
Woohoo!
But all of that was to say that's what I'm wearing to the to Halloween Horror Nights is I'm wearing my Universal Monsters shirt. And then the day we go to Magic Kingdom, I'm going to Disney Bound as Ursula.
Nice.
Because she is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't used to be my favorite. She became my favorite when my friend Danielle asked me. I don't even know how long ago this was. It was many years ago. I mean, I was an adult, but I've been an adult for a while now.
Yes.
Much to my dismay. And
longer than we were children, officially.
Yep. Yep. Actually, that was this year for me because 36 is 2 times 18. That was a year ago when I turned 36. But yes, I've been an adult longer than a child. Anyway, neither here nor there. She asked me which villain I thought I would be. And I was like, Maleficent, because she was my favorite. She's glamorous and dramatic. That's where I really identified with Maleficent, right?
Yes.
And then my friend said, no, you're not. You wouldn't punish a baby for no reason. You are not the type of person who would curse a baby. You are totally Ursula. You would trick someone into think you are the type of person who would trick someone into thinking that they wanted to do what you wanted them to do. And I was like, I am Ursula.
I am Ursula.
So Ursula became my favorite villain. I still really love Maleficent. I have that Maleficent hoodie. I have a bunch of Maleficent leggings. Yeah, I mean, I still really love Maleficent, but I just really started to, as my friend pointed that out, I really identified with Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one of those, I have a black maxi skirt, LuLaRoe, that I often do wear as a dress.
Yes.
So I'm going to wear either a purple t-shirt or tank top. I have both. I have to try them both on and see which looks better. And then I'm going to wear the maxi dress like that and nice. Wear my Ursula leggings. And I bought myself a little
Ursula necklace, yep. The seashell necklace.
Little seashell necklace.
Love it.
People are going to know. They're yes. going to love it. Yes. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. And we also tonight, we're trying to convince Isla to do some research.
Yes. She's never been to Disney. I don't think she's really familiar with most of the movies and what to expect. And so we're saying all these things and making all these plans, and she's getting really excited because we're excited, and she's never been to Disney, so she's just excited.
Right.
But she doesn't know what she doesn't know.
Yeah.
So we're like, you need to go on YouTube and watch some Disney park videos. Just Google Disney World review, and you'll get a bunch of opinions to give
yeah.
you.
Yeah, she needs to see. I remember my mom telling me, you know, the old, like, World of Disney show,
mm-hmm.
you know, that Walt did.
Yeah.
And when they used to take the Mickey Mouse Club to Disneyland, mm-hmm. and my mom saw the teacups, and she thought that looked like the most magical mm-hmm. and wonderful thing. You know, like, Isla needs that iconic moment of being like, yeah. I want to go on that thing.
That teacup ride is kind of magical because it's outside.
Yeah.
And it's very whimsical. I took a lot of pictures of that ride in Anaheim.
Because it's colorful. And you're right. Mm-hmm. Very whimsical.
Yeah.
Instagrammable because of the colors.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm with you. I get what
you're
getting.
The one in Orlando is under a cover, like in a building.
Well, it's still...
Not in a building. It's open air, but it's covered.
Right. It's got a cover on it.
As if it had a circus tent over it.
So, yeah, she needs to find the thing where she's like, oh, that looks great. I want to ride that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us just dragging her to things.
Right.
Which, I mean...
Which we're going to do anyway, regardless.
So right.
She can make her wish list, and we'll see if it meshes with ours. She is competing. We do know best.
You made the statement to her where you were like, oh, Maggie's going to take us on Carousel of Progress. So, Julie and I already had... I wasn't even going to really say anything to Isla about it. I was just, because Julie and I love that ride, both of us. And mm-hmm. we were going to tell Isla that it was the best ride in all of Disney World. And then take her on it and have her be like, what the fuck? Which we did.
I think she sits in a constant state of what the fuck, so.
Which we did. We did to our.
One of our friends.
Yeah, we did that to one of our friends. Amanda had never been on it. And Julie and I were like, oh my God, Amanda, how could you never have been on it? It is the best ride in all of Disney World. So Julie and I were like, yes, we have another person that we get to do that to.
Right.
And then we're going to sing the whole time too. You're welcome. Maybe don't sit by us. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just suggesting. Yeah, I don't know the words. I don't really remember the Carousel of Progress.
Part of why I love it so much is because Walt made it. That is important historically for the park.
Mm-hmm.
And you really see what was important to Walt in terms of, because, you know, like technology and looking forward to things and progress were all important to him. He mm-hmm. always said the reason the parks change all the time is he said he didn't want it to be like a museum.
Right.
He wanted it to constantly be yeah. changing and be progressing.
He's like a real Tony Stark's dad.
Yeah, exactly. He was exactly Howard Stark.
Yes. Correct.
Nailed it. Boom.
Yeah.
Look at me knowing things.
You nailed it. Yes. Walt's like Howard Stark.
Yeah, he really was. Just in his vision for how, like, he had vision. So, yeah, I love that about Carousel of Progress. I love the little family. I just love it. I find that whimsical also, just in a slightly different mm-hmm. way than like the teacups. We're going on it. There's no, you don't get a choice. It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Right.
It's going to be great.
It's Gonna be great.
Gonna be great. I'm so
Hashtag RRGT.
I'm so glad that you're finally on the excitement train with me. Choo-choo, motherfuckers.
Choo-choo. All right. Should we wrap it up with an internet meme of the day?
Yeah.
Week-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we finally chose one, right?
We did. Can we Star Wars fans born between 1981 to 1996 be called Millennial Falcons?
Yes. Only if we get to be called Generation X-Wing.
So now that's that. I love that. I thought that was very funny.
It was very funny.
It made me laugh.
And very appropriate for where we're going and what we're doing.
Galaxy's Edge! We didn't even fully explain that. You guys, we weren't going to get to go. And then they released the one date that we get in. So now we get to go.
Scott's so jealous.
Oh my God, I bet he is.
So jealous.
I bet he is.
Because I wasn't going to worry about it. It's brand new. It's always over busy and overcrowded. And Meg was like, do you want to go? I was like, nah.
But the opening
hasn't. And then it opened.
Yeah.
And
now you're excited.
Well, the date opened for us to go, and yes, now I'm excited.
Well, it hasn't been as busy as they anticipated it to be. And I think part of that is...
because everyone's like, I'm waiting, fuckers.
Yeah, and because the main attraction isn't open yet. Yeah. Rise of the Resistance doesn't open until December. So I think a lot of the people who are hardcore fans who are from farther away said, I don't want to go down until I can ride both the things.
Right, both Smuggler's Run and...
Rise of the Resistance.
Rise of the Resistance.
So, yeah, I think that's part of what's going on, to be perfectly honest. So, yeah, they opened it because the attendance has been down from what they hoped and expected. So we get to go and we get to see it. Woo! I just want to see the land.
Yeah.
I just want to...
walk around, see the land.
Have some blue
have
milk.
Have the experience. Being assaulted by stormtroopers.
Yes. I don't necessarily want to ride Smuggler's Run. It seems difficult.
It is a video game, and it's similar to playing a four-person first shooter game, and everyone has a job, and the better you do your job, the longer the ride lasts.
Yep.
So all of our friends on Demon Lobster are going to fucking love that ride.
Yeah, they'll have a great time.
All over that shit. They're going to ride the longest.
Yeah.
They're going to complete Smuggler's Run and win all the points. Yeah.
It seems like a lot.
We'll be lucky to lift off the ground.
We just lift off and crash, and they're like, that's it. You're done.
No, I could be fine with a really good gamer. I can hold my own in a first-person shooter. But I can't hold an entire ride with three other non-experienced people.
Right. You, me, and Isla.
And someone's a granny.
Right.
We're not lasting at all.
That'd be rough.
Yeah. All right. Well, time to wrap it up like a dick.
Time to wrap it up like a dick.
Hopefully I don't dream of any dicks tonight.
I hope that you don't dream of dicks either. Oh my God, speaking of which, the thing for the third season of Big Mouth came out.
Yes, the preview season of Big Mouth came out.
Speaking of dicks.
And
the Fab Five is in it.
The Fab Five is redoing the coach.
Yeah.
So you get to see all of our favorite gays in cartoon form.
I saw the picture because someone sent it to me. And I thought, that looks like Jonathan Van Ness as a cartoon. And then he wasn't in the whole thing. And then it gets to the end and he fucking was. And it was so amazing. So.
Oh, honey.
Oh, shit. I had a Maggie rant. Can we do it real quick? How are we on time?
We're at 56.
Okay. I can real quick. Maggie rant, and then we'll for real wrap it up.
All right.
Okay, so the...
It's time for Maggie rants. It's time for Maggie rants.
The Bushes in Dexter, for as long as I can remember, has had coffee...
The grocery store.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not the presidential family.
No, okay. nor just like foliage. Not that either. The B-U-S-C-H apostrophe S. For as long as I can remember, has had free coffee.
And cookies.
Mm-hmm. Used to be always donut holes. I prefer donut holes, but whatever. I always got cookies when I walked into the store.
They take it away?
They put in a Starbucks.
Oh, no.
And they took away the free coffee and cookies. And I'm really mad about that. Mm-hmm. And especially for people, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, I guess our Brighton Bushes has a Starbucks.
Did they take away the free coffee and cookies? Did it have coffee and cookies?
No, I think it came with a Starbucks.
Oh.
Because it switched over from BG's, and BG's didn't have free coffee and cookies. And so when it switched over and they remodeled-ish, they just threw the Starbucks right in.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about...
But yeah, the one in South Lyon has free cookies and coffee, and the one in Ann Arbor does by me off Plymouth Road.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit to take that away.
Okay.
And especially bullshit because there are plenty still, there are plenty of poor families in Dexter still.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of people who kind of relied on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shitty to take that away from them.
Yeah, I'm sure a bunch of old people, it was part of their day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, people on fixed incomes who've lived in Dexter for a billion years.
Walk down to Bush's, get your groceries, get your coffee, get your food for the day, walk home.
Yeah.
See so your friends.
I'm really mad about it. I think it's shitty. And my mom and I decided that we are boycotting that Starbucks because it's bullshit.
All right.
So that's my Maggie rant.
Bullshirt.
Total bullshirt. All right.
Starbucks forking bullshirt.
Starbucks forking mother forking bullshirt. Yes.
All right.
All
right. Wrap it up like a dick.
You guys find us everywhere and interact with us. We love hearing from you. And you can find us on Facebook. And you can also talk to me on Twitter. I am Maggie. And at Twitter, I am Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 212 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.